Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day of grace. We thank you for sending your holy angels to protect us during the night. And we pray that you'd be with us this day. Bless our day here at our Bible camp. Help us to live for him who died for us and rose again from the dead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The words of our text are written in the Gospel according to St. John in chapter 8, where Christ says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We all know how dependent we are on the light that comes from the sun. Without the sun, there could be no life on this earth. Jesus uses a very appropriate symbol to describe himself when he calls himself the light of the world. Because without Jesus, a person is in spiritual blindness, spiritual darkness, alienated from God. And so, how wonderful it is that Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Walking in darkness means not knowing why I'm here, where I'm going, not knowing God or the true way of salvation. And when Adam and Eve fell into sin, they started walking in darkness, in spiritual darkness, started obeying the commands of the devil. And ever since that, people have come into this world as spiritually blind, having inherited original sin from their parents. They remain spiritually blind until they come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. And this spiritual darkness manifests itself in many ways. A little while ago, I told about a man in Indonesia who walked around with a pot of live coals in the pot on his head, thinking that he could atone for his sins in that way. But we don't have to go to a far foreign country to find people who are trying to atone for their own sins. There are people in Finland, in the United States, everywhere in the world, who work and pray, take part in church activities, convinced that they are in this way earning God's favor, and in this way becoming his children. It's spiritual blindness when people do that. It's spiritual blindness when a person says, oh, life lasts a little while, let's eat, drink, and be merry while we have the chance. Spiritual darkness when people don't have any regard for God's law and believe that the only light they need is the light that they get from a good education in school. Yes, the world desperately needs light, spiritual light. And Christ says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me won't walk in spiritual darkness. In the light of the sun, we can see what we're really like. Do we have clean clothes, dirty hands? And God's law shows us what we're like. It shows us, exposes our sins, shows us that we deserve God's everlasting punishment because of our evil thoughts and our words and our deeds. Causes us to cry, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And what a good thing it is that the law shows us our sins, shows us our need of a Savior, because the gospel wouldn't mean a thing to us if we weren't convinced that we have inherited God's wrath and displeasure and are on our way to eternal damnation. But when the law has convinced us of that, what a wonderful thing it is to hear the news of the gospel. God in his love and mercy has sent his only begotten Son into the world, who has fulfilled all the commandments in our behalf, and has taken all our sins as his own, gone to the cross at Calvary, suffered the eternal punishment that we deserve given his life for us and then has gloriously risen from the dead and promised, whosoever believes in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life. To follow Christ means to believe in our hearts that our sins have been forgiven and that we're God's children. And when we have this assurance in our hearts, then we become the light of the world. And then people look at us and they should see Christ's love reflected in our lives. And in my finish sermonette, I told about a little boy who was in front of a store, poorly dressed, without any shoes. It was cold, he was shivering, and a lady came and took him by the hand and led him into a shop and bought him shoes and clothes, and he looked at the lady and said, "Are you God's wife?" And the lady smiled and said, "No, just a dear child of his." And the boy said, "I knew you were some relative of his." And God help us to live so that people can look at us and see that we're followers of Christ and be led to know him as their personal Savior. Amen.